Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for February 25th, 2024 is based on Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagonfield. The sermon is based on our Lenten sermon series, Wandering Heart, and is entitled, Rescue Me from Danger. Our second reading comes from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come out to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came to Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As a reminder, our Lenten series and theme this year is entitled Wandering Heart, which you see in the big words printed there. And we are focusing on the life and faith of one of Jesus' most famous disciples. In Peter, we see a person who is both steadfast and unsteady, a dear friend and a betrayer, a follower and a wanderer. In Peter, we often see ourselves. And by following Peter's journey, we watch the story of Jesus unfold through the eyes of a very normal human being trying to figure it all out, just like us. And as we study Peter's faith journey, the words and tune of the classic hymn, "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing," come to mind. And so for each week, a phrase from that song is our weekly theme. And so our weekly theme for this week is, "He to rescue me from danger." When danger presents itself, Peter immediately cries out to Jesus to be rescued. "Lord, save me." My guess is that many of us have a moment like this in our lives. A place in our life where we felt scared or that the world is tumbling out of control, and you cried out to God to deliver you from that situation. I've had a few of those moments in my life, but there is one in particular that is very vivid in my memory. It was when I was about 10 years old, and I was sure that I was about to die. My family was in Florida on vacation, and we were on a big, kind of flat, pontoon-style boat. I stood up and walked to the edge of the boat, and the next thing you know, I was flying off the edge of the boat. Well, what I neglected to tell you in the setup of this story was that I was in a harness and I was preparing to be picked up by a speedboat to go parasailing. Now, if you've ever been parasailing, you know that you have a parachute attached to a harness, and then you are clipped to a speedboat that takes you off and you go soaring into the sky and end up flying high in the air. Sometimes the boat slows down and you come rushing back towards the surface of the water. Maybe your toes hitting the edge of the water before the boat speeds back up and jerks you back up into the sky. Watching others do it, I was so excited to go parasailing at 10 years old. Until I was 400 feet in the air and my harness was jerking all over the place. I was sure that I was going to die. I may have even uttered some naughty words while I was up there, words that I would have never dared muttering in front of my parents. And then I started to pray. I prayed that God would bring me back to safety. And I was so desperate that I started promising God all kinds of things. I was bargaining with God to get me back to firm ground. I promised that I would pray every day, multiple times per day. I would pray without ceasing. I would read my Bible every day. I'd get through the whole Bible in like a month, right? Who knows what else I promised God when I was up there in the sky? I might become a pastor. I know this is a humorous example, but I think even when we are young and times get tough, we reach out to something greater than us when it feels like we are no longer in control. He to rescue me from danger. Please hear me when I say that in hindsight, I don't believe that I was truly in danger that day. Nor do I think that God saved me in some miraculous way that day because I bargained with God in my time of need. But I do believe that by focusing on God in that moment, as misguided as my prayer of bribery might have been, it allowed me to take my mind off the crippling fear and to put my trust into the promise of God, that God will always be there for us, even in our most trying moments. What was I truly afraid of at that moment? Sure, I was scared of heights. What a great time to find that out, right? But it wasn't just the height itself that scared me. It was falling from that height that scared me. And having never been supported by a parachute before, I was scared that all the creaking noises and jerking around meant that the parachute was no longer going to keep me from falling to the water below. I was worried in that moment that the people I had entrusted my life to were not going to be able to keep me safe. I believe that Peter struggles with that same fear as he steps out onto the water. He has confidence at first that his Lord Jesus will take care of him on the choppy water. But as he begins to take each step towards Jesus, his mind begins to fill with doubts. The waves are getting larger. The wind is getting stronger. I think I'm going to die. I'm starting to sink. Jesus, where are you? There is Peter's moment of doubt. Jesus says to him, "You have little faith. Why did you doubt?" I don't think that Jesus is scolding Peter for doubting that he could walk on water like Jesus did. Because we hear that Peter does walk on water for a moment, and Peter asks Jesus to call him out onto the water. I don't think he doubts his ability to walk on the water so long as Jesus calls him out to do it. But when he is confronted with his own mortality, the doubt begins to creep in. Peter begins to think, "Jesus, why did you let me come out here onto the water just to die? Jesus, why are you letting me sink? Jesus, where are you when I need you?" And in that moment of desperation and doubt, he cries out to God, "Save me." He to rescue me from danger. I want you to take a moment to answer one of these questions with a person or persons nearby to you. Question one, option one, has there ever been a time where you doubted that God was really there for you in your time of need? Or can you recall a time where God reached out and lifted you up in a time of need? take a couple of moments to share with someone nearby. He to rescue me from danger. In this story, we see Peter's humanity on display in a matter of just mere moments. He goes from inviting Jesus, or asking Jesus to invite him out on the water in an act of trust and bravery, to beginning to sink amidst his doubt and fear. But the good news here for us is that just like Peter, God is there to reach out and grab us in our time of doubt and fear. We are told immediately Jesus reaches out his hand and grabs Peter. And Jesus' words may often seem a little scolding to us. You of little faith, why did you doubt? But I think that those words might have been less about shaming Peter and more about reminding him. Reminding him, Peter, you know me. I'm your friend. I'm your Lord. I will always be there for you. And those promises ring true for us, even when we are too scared to remember them. And our specific idea of rescue, like landing safely on the boat at the end of a parasailing event, might not always play out exactly as we imagine or we pray for them to be. But our hope lies in the example of Jesus' life, that God comes near to us, God claims us, God calls us to new life. And in the example of the cross and empty tomb, God shows us that God will be there for us forever, even after this life. As difficult as it may be, during our times of fear and doubt like Peter, let us hold fast to the reminder that God loves us so much, that God is always there with us. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.